This is Today, a daily look at life in light of the Bible.
This is Today for Thursday, March 25, the apple of God's eye. Our passage is from Zechariah 2, verse 8. Whoever touches you touches the apple of his eye. In the original Hebrew text of Zechariah, the phrase, the apple of his eye, is more literally translated, the little man of his eye. If you look deeply into someone's eyes, you actually see a tiny reflection of yourself in their pupils. Our word pupil comes from the Latin pupilla, which means little doll. At some point in our language development, the little man or little doll became the apple of the eye, possibly because pupils are round. The amazing reality behind this image is that, figuratively speaking, when a believer looks into God's eyes, they see their own reflection. Why? Because the Father is always looking at His children. The eyes of the Lord are on the righteous, but the face of the Lord is against those who do evil. Sin turns our eyes away from God, but whenever we look back to God, we are reminded of the steady gaze of His love. We see ourselves and God's eyes. All this is true because of what happened on the cross. If anyone was ever the apple of God's eye, surely it was Jesus, God's own Son. But He closed His eyes in death so that being the apple of God's eye could become a reality for us forever. God turned His face away from His Son for our sake, and now the eyes of the Father are focused, because of Christ, on us. Thank You, Lord, for showing us so beautifully in Your Word how much You love us. Help us always to look to You and to tell others how much You love them too. Amen.
This is Today, a daily look at life in light of the Bible. Visit us online at thisistoday.net.